Jamie O'Rourke was the laziest man in all of Ireland. He would do anything to avoid working, especially if it had to do with growing potatoes. "Jamie O'Rourke," his wife Eileen would say, "we'll have nothing to eat this winter if you don't go out and dig up the praties." "Oh, the saints preserve us," Jamie would whine. "Me back's as sore as can be. Sure as I'm telling you, wife, you'll have to dig them up yourself. I'll break in two if I so much as get out of this bed." So Eileen, who had done all the planting and watering and weeding anyway, would go out to the tiny garden and dig up the smallest potatoes in Ireland, all because Jamie was too lazy to dig a larger garden and had no money to buy good potato seed. Then poor Eileen wrenched her back and was laid up in bed. Saint Bridget and the Virgin Mary herself must have smiled on Eileen O'Rourke, the village women said. Why, it's the first rest she's had since she married Jamie O'Rourke. With Eileen in bed, Jamie began to worry. No Eileen to dig meant no praties all winter, and no praties meant no food. "Oh, poor me," wailed Jamie. "I'll starve to death. I'd best go to church and confess to Father O'Malley. There's no telling how soon old death will be knocking on me door." So, even though it was midnight, Jamie set out for the church. He was about halfway down the hill when he heard singing and a tap, tap, tapping sound. "Sure, and I wouldn't be knowing," Jamie whispered, "but I swear it's a leprechaun." And sure enough, sitting in a circle of ferns in the moonlight was a leprechaun singing and hammering tiny nails into the heels of the fairy boots he was making. Jamie knew just what to do. He crept up and grabbed the little man by his coattails and held firm.
"Let me go! Let me go!"
the leprechaun shouted.
"Not on your life," Jamie said. "Not until you show me where you keep your pot of gold."
Now, everyone in Ireland knows that leprechauns make boots and dancing shoes for the fairies, who pay for them with gold. And everyone knows that if you catch a leprechaun, he'll pay for his freedom with a pot of gold. But this leprechaun was cleverer than most.
"Oh, please, Mr. Mortal Man," he pleaded. "I'm just starting out making fairy shoes, and I only have one or two pieces of gold in my pot. Won't you take a wish instead?"
"Why, what would I wish for?" Jamie asked. "Me, who's about to die of starvation because my wife is sick in bed and can't dig the praties for the winter, and they're such puny praties anyhow."
"Well," said the leprechaun, reaching into his pocket, "you could wish for the biggest pratie in the world. It would last all winter, and you wouldn't have to do anything more than plant this seed, water it, and wait."
That sounded wonderful to Jamie.
"Done,"
he shouted, and as the leprechaun dropped the seed into Jamie's hand, Jamie let go of his coattails, and off that leprechaun scampered. When Eileen heard what he had done, she was furious.
"Jamie O'Rourke, you're not only the laziest man in Ireland, but a fool as well. Giving up a pot of gold for a praty seed."
"Well, I'm going to plant this seed and water it, and you'll see," Jamie said. And out he went.
And faith, Eileen did see. In no time at all, the biggest, finest potato plant had sprouted out of the ground, followed by the potato itself. It was so big, it pushed up not only the dirt in the garden, but the garden shed and the corner of the cottage as well.